Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton. Guess who's back?
Stacy's back.
Yeah.
After like 3.5 weeks. It was like half a week, and then you were back
two days.
And then you were gone for like 3 weeks, and now you're back.
I am.
I'm so excited.
And then it's the weekend. Well played.
Who comes back on a Friday after like a 3 week holiday?
I have 1 day left of holidays, and I wanted to save it for Christmas.
Okay, gotcha.
Plus, I figured I would just do you a solid and come back for a day.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for coming back for that one day.
It was all for you, Clayton.
Leaving me for 3 weeks. But yeah, you really redeemed yourself with that 1 day coming back.
It is very strange to be talking back on the radio. I joked with Sean that I thought maybe I'd forgotten how to do my job.
Well, yesterday, yeah, you were like, I'm worried, you know? Oh, man.
I know. I did the last 12 days of Christmas remote.
Yeah.
And it was a little nerve-wracking, I'm not going to lie.
And you also pranked me yesterday, too. You were like, would you believe that I just cut off one of my fingers in a salad accident?
No, I said three fingers, which is even more gullible.
Well, I was worried. And you were like, I'm on my way to the ER. I might not make it in tomorrow. And I'm like, no, I don't know if you're joking or not. And
but I did the exact same thing, too. Last time when I was away in Mexico for, like, another extended holiday, yeah. I was like, dude, you're never going to believe this. I broke both my arms.
And I felt
I'm going to the hospital. You're like, holy cow.
I'm gullible. And you know that.
Line and sinker.
Sorry, I worry about you, okay?
I just wanted to make a quick note of all the things that are different after being away for an extended holiday. This is insane.
Go on.
Uber.
Yeah.
Lyft is legalized. That's insane.
I know.
The Max by my house is now a Circle K.
Oh, yeah. You missed that.
How? Like, I did not realize that was going to be a thing. Christmas decorations, obviously, up everywhere. That's fantastic to see. Gas is a dollar.
Your favorite thing in the world, too, the pay-as-you-throw garbage system. It's not over yet.
What?
Oh, you didn't hear about this. Oh, great. Yes. You know Darren Hill, city councilor? He changed his mind on the vote. So now they're going to be voting on it again next week.
What? You can change your mind?
Apparently, within like 2 weeks, councilors can change their mind on a vote. And Darren Hill, he was given some new information or something like that. And he was like, you know what? I rescind my vote. So now they're going to have like a re-vote with all this new information and stuff like that. So the pay-as-you-throw garbage system, it's still going. Your favorite thing to talk about. So.
Wow.
I can't believe you didn't hear about that.
Well, I tried to sort of keep up to date, but I missed that one.
I feel so bad because you were so happy about coming back, and now I just totally ruined your day by bringing this up.
It's okay. I'll get over it.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? Well, it's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
What's my password?
You don't remember your password?
I don't think I remember. Oh, no. Is it... Nope. Oh my god. Was I really?
Try yogurt.
It's definitely not yogurt.
Might be.
What's the one they give us? That's we always.
Banana 123! Exclamation mark.
No.
Because that's the first password they give you, and I haven't changed it since day one.
Oh, I think I'm in.
What is it?
I can't tell you.
Oh.
That was Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
Stacey is back after like 3 weeks off. Very, very excited about it. I'm breaking out all my sound effects just for you, Stacey.
Aw, I feel so special.
I feel like I have to impress you after these 3 weeks that you were gone, so.
Start trying harder. No, I'm just kidding.
How was the trip? Tell us all about it.
It was fabulous. It's very hard to, like, you go for a 2 week holiday to Spain. Mm-hmm. Hey, how was your trip? Amazing. Like, I don't know how else to go into detail, but everything was really, 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 really great. The weather was nice. The food was amazing. My husband and I visited a friend in a place called Tarragona, which is outside of Barcelona.
Gotcha.
We got taken to the country to a house, like a bit of an acreage, where the guests, Felix and Ava, cooked paella for us over an open fire. In the country in Spain.
Like, sounds horrible.
It was amazing.
Yeah,
they were
just horrible.
So lovely. Getting to actually see that sort of side of things. Because when you go on a trip as a tourist, it's like, oh, this is nice, that's nice. But I got to go. We got to go and see what these people do for, like, on the weekends in Spain. It was really, really cool.
In Barcelona, did people pronounce it Barcelona or Barthelona?
because they're Spanish, they said Barcelona. They
oh,
say
man.
Gracias.
Oh, okay.
Cerveza, or yeah. Cerveza, Cerveza. I can't remember. But that's how they speak there.
I despise when people who are Canadian do that. Barcelona. It's actually, that's the correct pronunciation. It's like, yeah, but you're from Nipawin, bud. Like, you can't say it that way. The one thing you were talking about was the architecture there, all the old buildings. That was your favorite part?
It's unbelievable. And it happens when you go to Europe. Mm-hmm. Europe, obviously, they've been doing things for a bit longer than we have here in Canada.
Yeah.
But it just made you think. We went to this, there was hundreds of cathedrals, but anytime you saw some amazing building that was so, so old and intricate and just overwhelming, mm-hmm. it made me think back. I'm like, Saskatoon, our oldest building was built in, the Mar residence. I think it was 1884.
Yeah.
In 1884, these guys already had cathedrals for like 300 years.
And we had a one-room classroom.
Yes.
Go us, right?
I know it's different. I know it's Barcelona and Saskatoon, but it's really overwhelming.
It's actually pronounced Barcelona, Stacey.
Thorey.
Barcelona. What about the first class trip, too? Because you got upgraded to first class, too?
Well, we didn't get. We chose
I thought you got upgraded. Never mind.
Don't worry. I always try that. Like, hey, do you have any upgrades open? But we just thought, you know what? Trip of a lifetime. Let's treat ourselves. And we did, because we had an 8-hour and 20-minute flight. And let me just say, if you ever, 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 ever get the chance in your life to do it, because it's amazing. And once you see how the other half lives, you don't want to go back. It's basically like the VIP movie theaters. I've spoiled myself for flying.
Ever wonder what happens when the microphones are off? Well, it's Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
We watched Coronation Street every night at the Airbnbs. We'd get home and be like, hey, shower, bed, Coronation Street. It was great. But I also was checking like Star Phoenix and...
You went to Spain and you watched Coronation Street every day.
Yeah. Otherwise, we would have come home and had to catch up on 2 weeks.
Oh, no. The horror.
I know.
That show moves so slow, though, that if you do miss something, like, you could probably catch on. You could miss an episode or two and be like, okay, I can kind of piece these things together.
You'd miss the intricacies of the sub-stories, Clayton.
Not the sub-stories!
That was Behind the Scenes with Stacey and Clayton.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Cruise Confusion.
Cha-cha-cha.
I really missed singing along to that song. That
I
nice.
Thought we were going to do the cha-cha-cha, then it was going to celebrate with the...
Oh, I wrecked it. Sorry.
First day back after 3 weeks, and you can tell. the first one up here, AC/DC's You Shook Me All Night Long. This one is from Janice. Janice hears, she was a fax machine. She kept her modem clean.
She was a fax machine. She kept her modem clean.
I had no idea fax machines had modems.
But also that AC/DC was so ahead of the time with all that tech talk.
Oh, man. Yeah, when did that song come out? In like the 80s and they're talking about fax machines? Huh?
And modems?
AC/DC, wow. They're like the Simpsons predicting the future. Not the real lyrics, though. She was a fast machine. She kept her motor clean.
She was a fast machine. She kept her motor.
Interesting. Next one. Mackenzie sent this one in. I don't know if it's Mackenzie boy, Mackenzie girl. We'll just call them they. Lover Boy, Working for the Weekend, such a good tune. Mackenzie hears, you want to pee in the snow? Come on, let it go.
You want to pee in the snow? Come on, let it go.
Let it go, let it go.
Those are not the right lyrics. Although a song about peeing in the snow with so much enthusiasm in it is great. Those are not the right lyrics, unfortunately. You want to be in the show? Come on, let's go.
You want to be in the show? Come on, let's go.
I really want to meet someone who is that passionate about peeing in the snow. Let's go!
Do
yes!
it!
Yes! The last one here. This one's from Curtis. Kiss, I Love It Loud. Curtis hears, Whiplash, Heavy Metal, Laxative.
X-Lax? That's for babies. You need a heavy metal laxative.
Buying that at the grocery store? You see someone you know? Hey, man, this is for a friend. The real lyrics, Whiplash, Heavy Metal, Accident.
Whiplash, heavy metal accident.
Which which is ironic because you're going to have a heavy metal accident if you don't if you use heavy metal laxatives. Ba-dum-bum-tsh.
Yep.
I stuttered there, but still, joke landed. Oh, man. If you hear something on Cruise that belongs on Cruise Confused Lyrics, let us know because we can't read your mind. Give us a text, 306-938-0963. Almost forgot the number there. Give us an email, too, mornings@cruisefm.com.
And we're doing this again on Friday. Today's Friday. Whoops.
No, this really went well. This really, really went well. Hey, it's Stacey and Clayton. That is right. The Dream Team is back.
Ooh.
It's like Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen.
Oh, yeah, exactly like that.
I'm the Michael Jordan, by the way.
Okay,
I'm just kidding. You're the Michael Jordan. I'm definitely the Scottie Pippen of the two of us. How was the trip to Spain?
It was fantastic. It's a beautiful country. Mm-hmm. We went to Barcelona, Sevilla, and a place outside of Barcelona called Tarragona. All beautiful places.
Barcelona.
Right.
How was traveling while pregnant, though?
Good. I have to say that my doctor, for instance, first of all, I had to get supportive stockings for the flight.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're on an airplane for too long, they say you need to walk around to make sure you don't get blood clots and stuff. So I had to go and buy these basically extra, extra, extra small pantyhose that went up to my knee. Super attractive, very uncomfortable. Secondly, she's like, make sure you stay hydrated, which I was like, yeah, you know, that makes sense. Drink lots of water, you're out and about, whatever. Staying hydrated while you're pregnant as a tourist is the worst because your bladder is the size of a lemon and you're constantly looking for bathrooms.
Yeah.
Anywhere we went, I was like, okay, here, give him the ticket. I'll be at the bathroom. I'll be right back. And you made a point of going to places that had bathrooms. We ended up buying like 16 bottles of water a day because I needed to buy something to use our toilet. Also, very quick shout out to North American bathrooms. They're fabulous. The bathrooms in Spain, not great.
What's so bad about them?
We went to a train station. I'll tell you. One of the train stations we went to, which was like a hub of train activity and commuters and what have you, go to the washroom, the ladies' room, not the men's, and there were no toilet seats. And it wasn't like, I chose the one without. I looked, and none of the stalls had toilet seats.
So you had to do the little hover?
I had to hover.
And
as somebody with like very little muscular strength, that's tough.
Stacey is back, and even though she was in Spain, she still got a bunch of those scam texts.
You can't escape them.
Everyone in Saskatchewan is getting.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, everyone's getting them. And if you are getting them, they're telling you to contact Saskatoon Police and report it.
Oh, really?
But I'm pretty sure if everyone did that, Saskatoon Police would be flooded with calls right now.
Inundated.
Everyone I know is getting these texts. And from SaskPower, Rogers, everywhere, you know?
Sean and I, we played the joke of, here's one. My account with RBC Canada has been compromised. And then you read out like the website they give you or just the English in it. And it's like, it's legit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
like, I don't know. They're getting sloppy. We talked before about how it seems like they're getting so creative with things. These ones are sloppy.
Yeah. I went to go investigate one because I got one of these text messages and I thought I would go to the website because the thing is they set up a fake Interac e-transfer website and it looks legit. Like it looks really, really official and that's how they get you because it's like, it's got the logos. It's got everything a normal e-transfer website would have. Okay. But always look at the email that they asked to send money to because the one I looked at was like Curtis_LA Kings_fan. I'm pretty sure a banker's not going to have that email.
But what if
you know?
He's a huge Lakers fan?
LA Kings is a hockey team, Stacey Cooper.
Oh.
Real sports nut over here. Our good friends at KFC, they are coming out with something awesome for the Christmas season. A log you can put on your fire will smell like KFC.
What? Okay, whoever is in charge of marketing for KFC is doing a fabulous job.
Killing it. Absolutely
so good.
Killing it. I don't know about you, but whenever I drive by a KFC and I get that KFC smell wafting in my car, I will pull a U-ball wherever I am and be like, okay, I'll just get some popcorn chicken. Having that smell in my house at all times, dangerous. Absolutely dangerous.
It's one of those smells.
Mm-hmm.
It's like baked bread. It's delicious. And when you smell it, you want it.
Here's the thing, though. It's not available in Canada. Classic, hey?
You know what? This happens
all the time.
Anytime there's like a new cool product like this where it's like, you can get you know, gravy lotion from I think they've actually done that lotion. They were
gravy
doing lotion and chapstick. Yeah. It smelled like gravy.
Okay.
Or Facebook's testing a new feature, blah, yeah, blah, blah. It's never in Canada.
You mean lotion that smells like gravy? I thought you meant, like, gravy lotion. I'm just picturing some old lady washing her hands in gravy. Just, yummy. Oh, man. Ugh.
No, it's lotion.
It all started with YouTube. YouTube is to blame here because remember going to YouTube? Oh, this looks like a funny video. Oh, video not available in your country.
Saturday Night Live videos are like that.
All the time. Hey, brutal. I wonder if other countries have that problem where it's like a Canadian product. And it's like, oh, sorry. Only available in Canada. I don't think that happens to anyone else.
No, because we don't get fun things.
Exactly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.